But I want to read in verse number 43 tonight. The scripture says, "And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood staunched," or that is, it dried completely up. "And Jesus said, 'Who touched me?' And Jesus said, 'Who touched me?' When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, 'Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?' And Jesus said, 'Somebody touched me. For I perceive that virtue is gone out of me.' And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, 'Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace.'" You can be seated tonight. We are looking at three words of our Savior. The scripture says in verse number 45, "And Jesus said, 'Who touched me?'" These are three words of confession. He is drawing from this woman a testimony as to what Christ has done in her life. Tonight, surely, that should be the desire of every child of God, to be able to bear testimony to what Christ has done for us. I remember the night when he saved me by grace. I remember the joy that flooded my soul and the peace that overwhelmed my heart and with such blessings bestowed, there should be a willingness on our part to be able to tell others what Christ has done for us. There is one emphasis tonight that I want to deal with for a few moments, and I'll not be long at what I do. I want you to look with me tonight. This question of Christ, who touched me? It has a relationship to this woman's acknowledgement. This woman makes an acknowledgement. She bears witness to what has taken place within her. Now, she could have went away to her home without telling anyone what had been done. man. But my, what a blessing she would have missed if she had just slipped away home. There's some things that took place because this woman makes an acknowledgement. She bears publicly and openly telling what Christ has done for her. And tonight, some of you are sitting on the pew wondering why your life has become stagnant and your will has become stubborn. It might be you just need to tell the story one more time to some sinner and tell him what Christ has done for you. Her acknowledgement tonight, it accomplishes three things, or it says three things. Number one, it has something to say about hiding from Christ. Her acknowledgement has something to say about hiding from Christ. The scripture said there in verse 47, and when the woman saw that she was not hid, Christ pointed her out. Christ looked around. He knew exactly who had touched him. By the way, he doesn't ask this question to gain information. He doesn't know who's touched him. He doesn't know. Virtue has been wheeled out of his body. He knows who it is. He wants her to know that he knows that she's touched him and been made whole. You can't hide from the Lord. And this woman's acknowledgement says something about hiding from the Lord. You just can't do it. He'll point you out in a crowd. You don't have to be all by yourself for him to do it. He can point you out with the Word of God and by the power of the Holy Ghost and make you feel like you're the only one he's a-preaching to. You just can't hide from him. And tonight, the man of God's preached, and the Holy Ghost has pointed you out. You can't hide from him. You can't get by with it. He knows. He knows. He knows all about it. Who touched me? Three words of confession tonight. You can't hide your sins from the Lord. Did you know that? Now, you might hide it from the preacher, and you might hide it from the evangelist, and you might hide it from the Sunday school class, and you might hide it from the community. But I'm here to tell you, you ain't gonna hide nothing from the Lord. He knows where you've been. He knows what you've said. He knows how you've acted in private. He knows what you've said. He knows about every affair. He knows about the drinking. He knows about the gambling. He knows all about it. You say, I got it covered up. No, no, no. He knows all about your sin. This woman's acknowledgement says something about hiding from the Lord. You can't hide your sins. You may hide it from your husband. You may hide it from your wife. You may even hoodwink your children. But tonight, you'll never pull the wool over the Lord's eye. He knows. He knows. He knows tonight. Can't hide your sins. You can't hide your senses from Christ. Well, I ain't said anything, but he knows all about that madness in your heart. You know, we can come to church, we can sit there like we are angels in the choir. I mean, we got the language and we got the looks. Oh, Gehazi had the language. He said, as the Lord liveth. He had the language. He just didn't have the Lord. And tonight, he knows what's in my heart. He knows if there's bitterness and hatred and madness. He knows if there's worldliness. He knows if there's an unforgiving spirit. He knows what's in my life. He knows my senses tonight. The psalmist said, he knows the words when they're in my mouth. And he said, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. He knows. You just can't hide from it. You can't hide your situations from the Lord. What a blessing that is. I'm glad he sees his children when they get in trouble. He sees us when we do wrong, but he also sees us when we do right. He sees us when we're in the sunshine, and he sees us when we're in the shadows and the storm. I'm glad I got a Lord tonight I just can't hide from. Hallelujah. He knows where I'm a-walking. He knows what I'm a-facing. He knows the low ground that you're walking in. And tonight, there's nothing hid from the Lord. He knows the heartache of your soul. He knows the cry of your heart. He knows the burden of the cares of life that have rested on your shoulders. He's got his eye on you tonight. The psalmist said in Psalm chapter 11 and verse number 4, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. He said, the Lord, or his eyes behold. That doesn't mean the Lord just looks and glances and then he's gone somewhere else. That word behold means that he looks intently. He looks focused upon you and I. He's not just scanning the pages of my life and hitting the highlights. I'm glad he knows every dotting of every I. He knows the crossing of every T. He knows where every comma is and every semicolon is. He knows all about my life. He beholds me. Hallelujah. He's not just glancing at me, but he's got his eyes set intently on my life. I say, hallelujah, you can't hide from me. And he said, his eyelids try the children of men. Now, the psalmist is talking from a human standpoint, and he is not a meaning that the Lord has problems seeing. But this phrase here is something we can understand from the human standpoint. Now, some of you had the blessing of having to bring things up real close. You ever squinched your eyes? I mean, you just squinch them. So you can bring something into focus. And this is what this verse means. It means his eyelids try the children of men. It doesn't mean the Lord's got bad eyesight. It just emphasizes the fact He brings my life up close to Him. Hey, I'm the apple of His eye. I'm the precious treasure tonight. And He's got a close watch on my life and yours. Hey, He knows when the world has mocked you on the job. He knows when you've been offended. He knows when that child has walked away in rebellion. He knows the heartache of going to the graveyard. He's got His eyes close on you. He's not looking from afar off. He's bringing you up close. I said you can't hide from the Lord. Her acknowledgement says something about hiding from Christ. Her acknowledgement says something about honor to Christ. She bowed trembling. The Scripture said she touched the border of His garment. I used to think she got down and touched the very hem down here. But the word border there means tassel. And a Jew wore a garment that had tassels on it. And according to the book of Deuteronomy, they wore those tassels to remind them about the precepts and the statutes of God's Word. And this woman didn't just touch the border of his garment like this. No, she touched the border. She grasped hold of it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. You see, the Word of God has got a place in your healing and my healing. The Word of God has a place in our salvation. And that is the Word of God that told me I was a sinner. The Word of God told me there was a Savior who died for my sin. Hey, I'm glad tonight. I want to honor Him. I want to magnify Him. I want to tell Him what He's done. She wanted to honor Him. But I want to move on to this last one and I'm done. This last thought. She is heartened by Christ. Or she is helped by the Lord. Now she could have touched the border of His garment and got lost in the crowd and made her way back home. But the Lord said, "Who touched me?" Aren't you glad for them times the Lord said, "Who touched me?" And because she responded to that question, she got some help for her life. Now you can come sit in the church and rebel all you want to rebel. You have that option. You have that choice. You'll walk out as miserable or more miserable than you did when you came in. But if you'll respond to His question, "Who touched me?" Hey, you can get some help for your life. There's some things that happen in those next two verses after she acknowledged what Christ had done in her life. Hallelujah. I like to tell it every time the Holy Ghost makes it real to me. I like to tell, hey, come to where I was at. Saved a 9 and a half year little old boy and made him a child of God. I say glory. He likes to hear about it. He heartens her. He helps her. And man, she gets her wagon loaded. You know what He tells her? He tells her the cause of her cure. She has kneeled down trembling. She said, I grasped hold of the border of his garment. I had this issue of blood 12 years, but when I touched the border of his garment, that blood flow dried up immediately, and I was well. You know what Christ said to her? He said, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." Oh, you say, "Preacher, when I got saved, boy, I really felt different in my heart." Well, I did too. Hallelujah. And this woman felt a great difference within her too. But I want to tell you, there are days when you don't feel that way. And if you're basing it on feelings, you're going to mess up as sure as I'm standing here. And Christ said to her, "I want you to know how you got healed. It wasn't by your touch. It's by your trust. It wasn't with your finger. It was by faith." Hallelujah. It wasn't contact. It was confidence. Hey, I'm glad it's by grace through faith. It's not by my feelings. It's not by my works. I'm glad it's done. It's done. Why? Because he said it was. We're sitting around wanting to feel it. Christ said it's by faith. The cause. He's a helper. And that ought to help some of them tonight. Because there's times when you don't feel like you're saved. But that don't mean you ain't saved. Oh, no. I'm glad the Word of God settled it a long time ago. He'll never break His promise. He said, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Hallelujah. It's by faith. By faith. Not by feelings. Not by works. It's by faith. And when you don't feel like it, you can still shout and wave your hands and say, "Glory to God. I belong to the Lord." The call. He told her about the completeness of her cure. He said, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." That means everything. Totally. Completely. All of it's been taken care of. Every bit of that blood has dried up. There ain't no blood a seeping nowhere. You're completely healed. I'm glad when I came to Christ and He saved me, He didn't do a halfway job. He cleansed me of all my sins. You say, "Preacher, what about all them future sins? When He died, all my sins were future then." Hey, when He saved me from my sins past, my sins present, and my sins future. Hallelujah tonight. I'm glad He paid the price for my salvation and my redemption. Oh, tonight, the songwriter says, "It is well with my soul. My sin not in part, but the whole is nailed to the cross. And I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's well. I'm complete in Christ tonight." He's helping her. He tells her about her call. The cause of her cure, the completeness of her cure. then he helps her by telling her the constancy of her cure. The book of Mark says it like this. Go in peace. Be whole of thy plague. The tense of that phrase, be whole of thy plague, is a perfect tense. It means continuous action. He said, go in peace. Be continually whole of thy plague. I want you to know God saved me when I was 9.5 years old. And it may surprise some of you, but I am still just as saved tonight as I was then. You say, have you ever lost it? I didn't have it to lose. And you didn't either. Oh, you say, preacher, you had to repent. You'd have never repented had the Word of God never convicted you. Oh, you say, preacher, I had to believe. The Bible said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. He gave you faith so you could repent and trust Christ as your Savior. He done it all. Hallelujah. In a constant, everlasting, forever cure. She ain't going to get sick again with this issue of blood. There's a lot of folks think when you get saved, you can lose it. You can get unsaved. Well, my God, how much sin do you have to do to ever get unsaved? How much do you have to do? Bible don't tell. Cause that ain't biblical. And if you're wondering whether or not you're saved, every day you live, how in the land can you have victory in your heart? And how do you know your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life? If you believe you can lose it, then you're waiting on a general judgment and a general resurrection to find out where you're going when you leave this walk of life. I got news for you. I don't know where I'm going. He done settled that a long time ago. I'm glad it's a continuous. Sure, he's saying to that woman, it ain't never going to come back on you again. Hallelujah. That issue of blood will never flow again. It's dried up. It's dried up. It's dried up. Hallelujah. I'll never, never be lost again. Jesus said, who touched me? Who touched me? He asked a question because he wants a response. Tonight, you can't hide from him. He knows what's in your heart. He knows what your need is. You ought to honor him tonight. You ought to magnify him for what he's done for your life. It's been a long time since some of you have stood in the church house and lifted your hands toward heaven and thank God for saving you. Been a long time since the Holy Ghost touched you fresh and anew. Just thank God for what He's done. Hey, now testimony ain't giving a hospital report, and it's not giving prayer requests. A testimony is bragging on what Christ has done for you. Tell it any way you can. Tell it every way you can. Just brag on Him. And I guarantee you go to bragging on Him. He'll go to talking back to you. That woman bragged on Him. And she honored Him. And then the Lord turned around and gave her some help for her life. He can help you tonight.